Thank you so much for listening today, and I do hope that your heart will be touched and blessed, and you will be thrilled with the precious Word of God. I want you to open your Bibles if you have one nearby or have access to one close by. I want you to open your Bible, if you will, to John chapter 21. If you will remember last week, we were dealing with John chapter 21, beginning around the first verse of the chapter. Here we find the disciples, by following Peter instead of following the Lord and waiting upon word from the Lord, they were led to go fishing by Peter. Now that is back to their jobs that they had done before the Lord Jesus Christ called them from a life of commercial fishing to a life of fishing for souls or fishing for men, as Jesus said when he called Peter. Now instead of waiting upon the Lord, they went back to their old job. And certainly we'll find that that is not the way to go. That is not the way the Lord would have us to go. He would have us wait on Him for Him to give us the instructions that He wants us to use in following Him. And then we went further with that, where that Jesus told them to cast the net on the other side, the right side of the ship. And when they did, they caught a multitude of fish, a net full of fish, and yet the net was not broken. And from that incident, we learn that whenever you do the thing the way God says do it, when you're following closely with the commands of Scripture, you will find that the job is well done. The results are there, and the net was not broken, so the results are kept. They are finalized. Those results were brought right to the shore, and those people that you win to the Lord, and they are genuinely saved by hearing the message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in all of its purity, including everything that Jesus includes and the Bible includes into that plan of salvation, then you will find these people who have genuinely repented of their sins and trusted Christ, they will follow through and they will be a blessing to you, to your church, or the church, or certainly to the community in which they live, and they in turn will bear fruit that is lasting fruit. Now, we dealt with all of that last week, and in so doing, we pretty well skipped over verse 7, and this is very interesting that the Apostle John would include verse 7 here in this story about the fish and about Jesus on the shore telling them to cast their net on the right side of the ship. Now, Jesus came there on the shore and he cried out, "Children, have you any meat?" When they recognized his voice, they knew that it was him. Even though they did not recognize him from the shore, he evidently veiled his appearance to the point that they did not recognize him from the shore, but they did recognize his voice, and when they did, they followed through with his command. Now in verse 7, "Therefore, that disciple whom Jesus loved saith unto Peter, It is the Lord." Now, I do not know whether the Apostle John was just giving information to Peter. I don't know whether Peter had not recognized as yet that this was the Lord. I do not know whether or not the Apostle John thought that Peter did not know, or Peter was doing something or acting in some way that John thought he was not sure that Peter knew that this was the Lord. Or it could be that the Apostle John was just so excited and so happy to see the Lord Jesus Christ and to know that it was him, to hear his voice, that he just simply said, "It is the Lord, Peter, it is the Lord." Well, whatever the case might be, when that happened, Peter girt his fisher's coat unto him, for he was naked, and did cast himself into the sea. And this is very typical of the nature of the Apostle Peter. As we've said so many, many times on this broadcast, when we would come across anything about the Apostle Peter, we found that he was very, very impulsive, very forward with his work, very instantaneous with his actions. He did not hesitate. He does not wait. He is anxious to jump right into the middle of whatever condition presents itself to him. So he knew it was the Lord, and he jumped into the sea to make his way to the Lord. I don't believe there's any other explanation, because when we find Jesus there on the shore speaking later, he says, Simon Peter went up and drew the net to land full of great fishes. So Peter was right there with the Lord, and he went down there, went to the boat that they had brought in with a net full of fishes, and helped pull that net to the shore. So this Apostle Peter was making his way to the Lord. Now let's look at Peter for just a few moments and notice something about him. At this particular time in Peter's life, he was in a backslidden condition. Say, what do you mean, preacher? I mean he was a typical backslider. He is the New Testament typical backslider. We find David in the Old Testament to be a typical backslider, and we find Peter in the New Testament being a typical backslider. He had drifted away from God. Many of the folks who call themselves backsliders today have never slid up in the first place. They've never been saved. They don't know anything about salvation, and because they're acting back in the world, and they have never really repented and come out of their sins, and so they just say, I'm a backslider, simply because they had joined a church sometime or they had made a profession. Well, Peter was a genuine backslider, and he started that backsliding not when he denied the Lord in the house of Caiaphas, but way back there when he said to Jesus, I'm the best disciple you've got. I will not desert you. Though all the rest of these disciples may leave you, I will not leave you. And then he had a progressively downward trend in his life. Right on through to this occasion, he was still in a backslidden condition. And as we look further into these verses in John 21, we're going to find where Peter came back to the Lord and was restored back to full service for him. So here he was, at least in his nature, he was anxious to get right into the middle of the battle, or get right into the middle of the situation, whatever it was. And I say today, that is a good trait. Now, you will make more mistakes doing that. You will jump in the wrong places more times than you would if you sit back, but probably get more done if you'll just go ahead and be busy for the Lord. I've often said it. I said it recently in a message in one of our revival meetings. I'd much rather see somebody jump out of the boat and sink trying to walk on the water than to see them sit in the boat and do nothing. I like to see the saints of God busy doing something for the Lord. Peter jumped out of the boat. That was his nature, and he made his way to the Lord. Later on, we'll find out how he was fully restored to Christian service from his backsliding.